Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com.
That's where I got my car.
Nice. Is it?
Mercedes-Benz of Morristown.
Yeah, driving good.
I love it.
All right.
Electric Mercedes.
I love it. So plug it in at Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. All right, I'm going to give you, off the news we have, and congrats, obviously, to Met fans out there to, you know, looking for little crumbs to celebrate. Off the news that Stevie Cohen going to visit here with Scott Boras and company, get ready for Juan Soto. The five reason Met fans are absolutely delusional to think they're signing Juan Soto.
Really? Wow.
And I've actually just realized I'm changing my number five on my script. So that's...
Wow. So you're coming with the weapons today, all right?
Apparently I have like nine reasons, but we'll keep it. Look, Met fans, now's the time to celebrate signing Juan Soto because you're not actually going
to
sign him.
All right, just get to your stupid list.
It's stupid now? It's brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown.
It's a wonder. In fact, it inspired someone to email me that they want to start a Cinco de Rico on the Rico Brown.
Oh, good.
So I'll have to give you commission on that. But anyhow.
We're franchising.
What is this, the five reasons why we're delusional that we're not getting Juan Soto as Met fans?
Yes.
Here we go!
Number five.
Juan Soto's a pillar of health. He doesn't even eat McDonald's.
I'm glad Tiki's laughing. Because that's ridiculous. But
imagine how disgusted he must be that you used a fast food mascot all year.
Great.
He's not going to stay healthy for 15 years if you're peddling French fries down his face.
I love it.
Number four.
See, the beauty of the Mets winning those two games versus the Dodgers is they didn't win four, meaning they didn't get to the World Series. You know who did get to the World Series? The Yankees. And they got three extra home gates at it, selling Ohtani jerseys and everything else. That extra World Series revenue, it made up for any losses the Yankees know. And they know more World Series revenue will come their way with Soto. The Mets don't have that revenue the Yankees do. They're signing Juan Soto.
They just have a $16 billion
run. Yeah, but I mean, this is just proof. The Yankees saw that cash register, cha-ching. They're not losing.
So far, not impressed, not even mad. Keep going.
All right.
Number three.
The Yankees tipped their hand to Scott Boras last offseason. They let him know there is extra funds. Anybody remember that $300 million offer they gave Yamamoto that he didn't take? Where did that money go? If you're going to give Juan Soto, say, you're prepared to give him $400 mil, they have an extra $300 to make it $700 mil that Yamamoto didn't take. Don't tell me the cupboard is bare.
Didn't they have to give $18 million to Marcus Stroman?
Okay, so $284 million extra dollars?
I know. I don't get to cut too much out of it.
Stop assuming the Yankees don't have the money. They have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Number two.
Something Met fans can't relate to because you never sign anybody. Show me the last Yankee free agent they wanted, and we know they wanted Soto, that they didn't get.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto?
Different.
That was their own.
Oh, you're saying from their own team?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even say Cano because they literally drew a red line in the sand and said, screw it, we'll let you go.
And by the way, had the money, signed Ellsbury right after that. Okay. Now, last but not least.
Number one.
I hate to break it to you, as rich as your owner is, you're still the Mets. And Mark Vientos is an Aaron Judge. And you should always remember that. Enjoy your little tease, your little dream.
You know, I've heard enough, and I let it go because of the sanctity of Cinco de Five-O.
Good.
But I really...
Tommy's talking.
Yeah, fat belly, fat gums, fat lips, basically giving me the whole breakdown here of why... Oh, by the way, Steve Cohen, for the audience here, is meeting with Scott Boras, his pal Scott Boras, in SoCal next week.
Tommy, I'll let you finish. I just want to remind the audience, he's right. Tommy, if anybody's just tuning in now, getting in their car... Scott Boras is meeting with Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
You forget.
What's so funny about that?
Because Scott Boras already met with Brian Cashman at the World Series.
Yeah, what were they talking about? That we haven't had rain in the last 3 weeks? They didn't talk about anything.
Hold on. Timeout. It's got to be a Lugash debate series.
I think this is set up.
Well, hold on, though. I use my material.
It's all right. You better think quick.
You better think
of
new
material.
I
don't have the song ready to go. Hold on.
I've got my scoreboard out. Of course, anytime Tommy and Sean are about to fight each other, we call a timeout. We have official debate. So we have a board here for the Lugash debate series. It is currently 3 for Lugie, 2 for Morash.
And that last one was dominating for Lugie.
It was a dominating victory, so he's on a little bit of a winning streak. So the rules of a Lugash debate series. The rules of the Lugash debate series is each gets a minute to make their case. And then, for the following minute, they can just yell at each other. So, I think that Tommy should go first, only because you made sort of a case in a Cinco de Five-O.
And you're the one that made him angry.
And you made him angry.
Rick, can I ask you something?
What?
Because my brain's starting to hurt a little bit. What are we debating?
If the Mets have no shot to get Juan Soto.
Okay, just making sure.
You gave five reasons why
we're... I want to stick to my material, then.
No, you said we're delusional, so I'm going to tell you why you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the whole premise of your Cinco is now going to be debated.
Right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lugash debate series.
Sure.
And of course, me and Tiki will decide who won the debate.
And we'll determine whether or not this was a worthwhile Cinco.
Now, Tommy, be careful. I don't want you using all your material for your Thursday night football warm-up show. I know you don't like spoiling stuff. So.
Wow, okay.
Anyhow, Tommy, your minute begins now.
I have great news for Yankee fans. See, Yankee fans have called this station for years begging for George Steinbrenner to come back. Well, I have good news. George is back, and his name is Steve Effin Cohen. That's where it is. This is his most prized possession. Pun intended, Juan Soto is the apple of Steve Cohen's eye. Steve Cohen has learned from his past mistakes. Steve Cohen is not going to get beat again. My owner is going to Southern California to meet with Scott Boras. What is your owner doing? Eating shrimp cocktail with the Pope again? This guy has no clue what's going on. My owner has more motivation. He has more money. He has a better roster. He has a situation where Juan Soto is the missing piece in a Mets championship. He is not going to be outbid. Steve Cohen's mission is to pass the Yankees in popularity, in wins, in free agency, in star players, and Juan Soto is the guy that puts the Mets over the top. The Yankees are content, they're corporate, and they will not get Juan Soto.
Your clock is up.
Thank
Sean
you.
Morash, your minute begins right now.
Tommy, how old are you?
39.
The Mets have never won a World Series in Tommy Lugauer's lifetime. Juan Soto has... the Yankees have. Juan Soto's uncles were Yankee fans. He got a taste of the fans in right field chanting his name. They weren't online buying hamburgers for overpriced things. He knows where everything is boiled here. He knows what the fans love in New York. He knows what it's like to be a Yankee. And most of all, Steve Cohen already tipped his hand. Steve Cohen does like signing former Yankees. The trash ones from Luis Severino, Harrison Bader, go on and on and on. So, Tommy, you're right. You're going to get your hopes up. Juan Soto's made up his mind. He likes teasing. But ultimately, enjoy Clay Holmes, pal, because that's where Steve Cohen's bottomless pockets are going. Juan Soto will be back with his best friend Aaron Judge in the Bronx.
All right. Wow. Left over 5 seconds. Right, this is where now you can just yell at each other.
Well, because, I mean, Sean's arrogance is going to be the death of him, because number two on his list was, show me the Yankee free agent they wanted and they didn't get. This is the Steve Cohen era. This is not the Wilpons that shopped on the clearance rack. This is Steve Cohen and all his billions of dollars going against your owner that talked about the budget earlier in the year.
Steve Cohen's first offseason, Tommy?
Steve Cohen's first offseason?
Is this Steve Cohen's first offseason?
No, it's not his first offseason.
Okay. Steve Cohen has spent money in his pockets for 4 years, and all he does is keep shopping.
No, he's been spending a lot of money. No. Steve Cohen has spent a ton of money. In fact, they have the highest payroll in baseball. Steve Cohen has shown that he will spend money.
Why were they little engine that could this year?
No, that was a narrative because we wanted to be like Grimace and like OMG and the Hot Tour Girl and Positive Tommy.
One more thing,
Sean.
A little bit.
The Mets were so much better than the Yankees this year. They were the best team Dodgers saw. Then why do you want our players?
Juan Soto is going to go to the Mets because he knows who Big Brother is around here, and it's the Mets. I told you this back in July. Positive Tommy's always right. You are the little brothers. We are the big brothers. We are going to take you to school. We took you to school on the field. That wasn't enough, so we're going to have a little extra credit here, a little after-school special, and Steve Cohen is going to take Hal Steinbrenner to the cleaners.
Go ahead. Last word,
Tommy,
Sean.
This is the last line I got to give you. Just enjoy being the uncrowned signees of Juan Soto.
All right, there we go. A Lou Gehrig debate series in the books. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself. Now we get to vote. Tiki, I'll let you go first.
Sean got him with the last line. It was solid. It was solid. And the cast-off bad Yankees that Steve Cohen signs, that hit me too. I got to go, Sean.
He's going with Sean. This is very difficult because, obviously, I agree with Tommy.
Of course you do, but it's not about whether you agree or not.
No, you're right.
This is debate 101.
You're right. But I just want to admit, I just want this clear. I agree with Tommy. I actually think the Mets are going to end up with Juan Soto. I've moved into that pendulum of, in fact, they better get Juan Soto, because this morning I was playing baseball with Jet, and he called himself Juan Soto.
Oh, geez.
And I was like,
That means if the Yankees get him, your son, Jet, is becoming a Yankee
fan.
Jet want to come to Yankee opening day?
No. I think he wants Juan Soto to stick at the guys like Sean. So I think he knows what's at stake. So obviously, I think a lot of what you said, Sean, is complete BS. And a lot of what Tommy said is right. I mean, this is Steve Cohen. Don't compare it to a former era. You know, talking about the Yankees never losing free agents. Like, George Steinbrenner wouldn't lose Bernie Williams. I don't know about Hal Steinbrenner.
Sure, okay, yeah. No, he definitely lost Aaron Judge.
With all of that said, I think Sean kicked Lugie's ass. Because there were some lines in there, like the Yankee trash. I thought Tommy was tripped up a few times.
I did too.
I don't think Tommy went to the best avenue. So, you know I love you, and you know I'm on your side, but I'm with Tiki. Yeah. Sean Morris just won it, and we are now tied up at 3-3.
Good job, Sean.
Good job. Lou Gehrig debate.
See that, Tommy? I won the popular vote.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.